Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about having our good friend Stephen Gaffney back on the show. Stephen is president and CEO of Stephen Gaffney Group, certified speaker by the National Speakers Association, and he is the author of a whole bunch of books. I think pretty much all of them we've launched on the show. Be a Change Champion, Just Be Honest, Honesty Works, Honesty Sells. Those are just different books that he's written. He's very smart. He's our good friend, Stephen. Welcome back.
Thanks for having me.
It's good to have you back. You're always welcome here. What's on your mind today, Stephen? What are some of the things that you're tracking right now that will help us emerge as we're being extruded through this pandemic wormhole into the new regular economy? What do you think?
Great question. So I actually think the biggest thing is our mindset, our attitude, our perspective going into this and dealing with this day in and day out. And so what I've uncovered is there's three types of human beings, and understanding where we are on this continuum, and I go through this, will help, I think, everybody. And I've seen it help people dramatically be able to power through in times like this.
What are the three types of humans?
I can get right to it.
And remember, this is a family show. Go ahead.
Well, all right. So what I'd like everybody to do, if they can't write it down, but to visualize on a continuum. On the left-hand side, you have powerless human beings. They're the people that view that they don't have any power over a situation. They're the ones that choose complaining about the government, about the company, about the leaders, about not having enough resources. But they typically say, what difference can I make? I'm only one person here.
Right.
Then over to the, when you move to the right, in the middle conditional human beings. Conditional human beings view that they do have power, but it's conditional on other people and
right.
other things. They're the kind of person that says, Jim, yeah, I can do this as long as they do this, as long as the government does this.
And they're always negotiating.
They this resource. Right. They can never give you a straight answer and say, yes, Jim, I will get this done.
Yep.
That is powerful human beings. Over to the right. And powerful human beings view that anything is possible. Yes, they're aware of circumstances, but they're going to make things happen. They're not the kind of person that's waiting for the vaccine to come out
right.
in order to power through their
business. to live their lives, to manage risk.
Right. Yeah, and on the right-hand side, on the powerful human beings, they do recognize there's challenges, great challenges. And, you know, the pandemic with everything that's happening with all the deaths and a lot of the destruction, yeah, absolutely. But they also recognize the only person they can control in life is themselves. And if they focus 100% of their energies on what they are going to do day in and day out to make a difference in their life and in their company.
And is it possible that in any given day, week, or month, that we're all in different circumstances, a little bit of all three, that we could wander back and forth depending on what's going on? I mean, you've got somebody who's ill, you're going to be powerless. You've got a customer relationship that's not going too well. You're going to be conditioned. You're managing your own affairs. You're going to feel powerful. What do you think?
Absolutely, it can depend on the situation. And here's what I found out during times of crisis and great challenges, we shift to the left, and we saw that right. And during this situation, we're very powerful people, such as ourselves. We become sometimes conditional. Conditional people moved to become powerless, and powerless actually became a new category called frozen. But
frozen,
here's the thing.
Yeah.
Great leadership is about shifting people to the right and keeping them in the right. How do we, day in and day out, keep ourselves? Because we lead everybody. We lead up, down, across the organizations. We lead our families. How do we stay in that powerful way of being? And I can go through specific techniques on what we can do so we stay there and we motivate others
right.
to go there.
Well, and I think the more entrepreneurial someone is, and I don't think being an entrepreneur makes them this way. I think they're an entrepreneur because they're this way, and that is the powerful side. For example, you know, when they started talking about whether you were essential or non-essential back in the spring, remember that? Are you essential or non-essential?
Yeah.
Well, I declared myself, when the first time I heard that, I said, I'm neither one of those. I'm non-compliant. That was my first response, and I've continued to be that way. Now, I haven't been irresponsible to other people with regard to masks and things like that, but I never missed a day. It never occurred to me that I wasn't essential, I didn't like the idea of somebody telling me I couldn't be. But there are other parts of my life where I felt a little more compromised. I felt a little more exposed. And I think what's important about what you're telling us is to recognize these conditions, and we have to manage each one of them differently, don't we?
Well, here's what you nailed it, as in our first technique on what to do is to be aware, because you can't change something you're not aware of. And I think even on entrepreneurs, yes, we tend to be more powerful, but I think there's a direct correlation between how successful we are and where we are on the continuum. For example, people who view their life as conditional, it's up to, I can do things as long as they do something else, as long as the customer does this, as long as other things are happening, they're not as successful. Powerless, obviously, is a lot less successful.
Right.
So the successful entrepreneurs, the successful business people, the successful leaders are in that powerful state. Mm-hmm. And one of the first steps is to recognize when we're slipping into these other states and say, whoa, wait a minute.
Right.
What can we do? I was on a call with a client of mine the other day, and he's dealing with that. People are saying, well, we've got to wait for the vaccine, et cetera. And I'm like, that may happen soon, but we don't know when it'll happen. Why would we live our life?
I'm not waiting on it. You're right. I hear these people talk about it. I said, what if they never have a vaccine? Then I've wasted all that time. But you in the conditional part, for example, if you've got a customer that you'd like to take more action, and you're feeling conditional about that, what I've learned to do is to contact that customer and say, hey, I know you're dealing with this one issue here. Would you like for me to help you with that? Can I help you with that?
Absolutely.
And then if they say, well, yes, then I say, well, I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to start working, but I'm going to give you a proposal tomorrow on what it'll take for me to do that, so you'll know what we're working with. And then I give them that. But I've already made the sale. What do you think?
I think it's good. The central question on what to do to get ourselves into that powerful state is, what am I going to do about the situation?
Yeah.
So, for example, let's say a customer's not responding.
Hold on to that thought, Stephen. I got to take a quick break. When we come back, I'm going to let you plug right back in at that very place. I need your website quickly, please.
Yes, it's justbehonest.com. Justbehonest.com.
And they can find your books there, right?
Yep.
And all the things that Stephen Gaffney does. He and I will be right back. I'm Jim Blassingame, 20 after. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.